On this episode of Unjaded, we are diving into how our deep healing work affects everything in our business. Not only the work that we do, but also the work that we don't do. What if the best version of your business is on the other side of the healing experience that you're about to have? I'm Vicki Dixon, host of the Unjaded podcast, and I would love to invite you in to this story about my own healing experience so that you can take it and look at it through the lens of your own life so that you can have the impact that you're here to have. I don't often feel the need to include trigger warnings in anything that I do, but this is a conversation that may require one of those warnings. If you're someone who has had a difficult birth experience, either bringing someone into the world or you coming into the world, or if you've ever lost a child, this may not be the episode for you. Okay, if you're still with me, I would love to have this conversation with you. And in this conversation, I would love for you to find the invitation to do your own work and the invitation that your voice and your message and your online business really have nothing to do with the surface level stuff that you may be thinking about. This week, I had an experience like no other. I am someone who had a difficult birth. I had a twin brother who died in utero. And for my entire existence, all the time I was growing up, I was told that I took all of the nutrition so that he couldn't grow. I was told that I ate him. And I was told that I would always survive because I had shown from the very moment of conception that I would push anyone else out of the way. Now, my family did not say these things because they didn't love me. They didn't say these things to hurt me. It was probably their way of dealing with the grief that they were experiencing, which, to be honest with you, I've never really given them the grace for. I've just felt like they should have been happy with this little girl who entered their lives. But they were probably also very sad about this other little person that they lost that they didn't even know existed. So how does this tie into my business? Turns out it plays into my business every single day. You know those times when you feel like you want to do a video, but you're not sure if you can say it like that, or you're afraid that you'll be judged or criticized? Spoiler alert, you will be if you're in the online space. But there are these ways that we keep ourselves small. And we tend to blame ourselves, call it self-sabotage, which is really only your nervous system trying to keep you safe. It's not anything other than that. Or we think it's about these external things. But there is always, always, always some piece that is deeper than that that is holding us back. Something that lives in our subconscious or some things that live in our subconscious that hold us back. Now, I'm someone who's been doing the work, the personal development work, for at least 30 years. And for some reason, I did not connect the fact that when I shrink back and won't take up the space that I'm here to take up, it's because from the very moment I arrived in the womb, I took up too much space. And look how that turned out. So I'm not telling you this so that you can feel sorry for me or so that you can feel anything for me at all. I'm telling you this because I would love for you to understand that the work you're doing isn't just about the work that you're doing for the external space. It's not just about the fear of showing up on video. It's not just about feeling that noose around your neck when you go to speak your truth online. It's not just about disagreeing with everyone else in your field, which really would make you a thought leader, but you're shaking in your boots trying to show up like that. And that's okay, because we don't get there overnight. Healing happens in layers. It's layer after layer after layer. And this probably is not the last layer for me. I hope it's not. I got a lot of living left to do, and I would like to have a lot of healing left to do. And for that, we need to give ourselves space and grace. And we really get to understand that there's so much more going on under the surface. If you're here, chances are you have been called to a big impact. And that, my friend, is going to require you doing that deep inner work. You unpeeling not just how your Mercury flavors your communication, but why is it that you speak like that? What's underneath that layer? Not only your greatest conditioning and how it affects your messaging, why? What are the lessons? What are the experiences you've had? Your whole life has been leading you up to this moment and this impact. And in order for us to get the juice that you're here to deliver, you got to do the work. If this conversation is something that you know that you need to have, I'm going to invite you to pop into my DMs. I'm Vicky.Dixon on Instagram, super easy to find online. I would love to have a conversation with you, not necessarily to do the work, but just to hear from you that, oh my gosh, that actually hit me. And now I understand why I'm going deeper, why I'm doing my own healing work, why I can give myself grace when I'm in self-sabotage. And I put that in air quotes if you're listening on the podcast. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I am honored to get to be a small part in your business journey.